Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am not the ideal parent, but I do like to comment when I see these articles or some suggestions that parents need to stop solving their kids' problems. We raise our kids much differently in this generation than we did in previous ones. In previous ones, as soon as you were out of diapers, you were, you know, fielding, working in the field, working on the farm, fixing the car. Nowadays, it's don't touch this, don't do this, don't do this, just go and play with your toys. This going and playing with your toys, I think, is a mistake. I think you could have the average 3-, 4-, 5-year-old be a part of the day-to-day life. You can, they can have toy time, but what we now do is have our kids completely dissected out of real world and real life, and either watching a video, watching a movie, playing a game, or playing with their toys. Meanwhile, I took my kids with me. I'm like, you want to see a patient with me? Got, of course, parental consent or patient consent. You want to come with me and do that? I took them with me. I didn't have a lot of babysitting, and I just, you might as well learn what mommy does. But one mistake I made as a parent is when my kids had an issue, I would just fix it because I didn't have time to do the my three sons or the leave it to beaver discussion with the kids. So if my sons, like, oh, I screwed up, I have a homework assignment and it's due tomorrow. Well, I have enough on my plate that it was just easier for me to just help them do the assignment. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Just give it to me. What's your paper? Let me take a look at it. Okay, let's fix this. There you go. And I even was doing that with medical students. The medical students were stuck with their personal statement. Or then I'm like, here, let me write the first couple paragraphs, and then you can see where we're going with this. That's your story. This was what you told me, and we'll make it work. And I ended up just doing things for people. That's a mistake. So many doctors or educational experts are saying when you have a kid who has a problem, let them figure it out themselves. Yes and no, though. We have to be very, very careful with that sort of advice, because many of us came from families where you just didn't bring a lot of things up. There's no way I could bring up sex to my family. No way. If somebody was offering me drugs at school, I knew what my parents would say. They would say, we're taking you out of that school. I mean, well, I went to 12 schools. I don't want to leave another school. No way. Just let me, and I'll deal with it. And so you want to garner this sort of relationship with your child where they could tell you anything. But what you will do is you'll help them, but you'll help them help themselves. So if a child has a problem, don't just tell them what to do. You give them the options. Say, well, these are your options. You have a kid bullying you at school. Now, me as a mom, I'd be like, well, let me go down there and whoop his ass. No, not the right way. You have a child bullying you at school. Well, here's your choices. One is, he keeps bullying you. Two is, you go to the teacher, you go to the principal, right? And let's see what that would look like. Right? Will they intervene? Will they have you switch classes? Will that help? Three is, you bully him back. That's what I did. I couldn't deal with the bullies by going to the teacher, so I would bully them back, and not necessarily bully because I wasn't bigger than them, but I could be a smart aleck, and I could say some things that got them. Once you got their friends to laugh at my joke on them or my cut down, I solved that problem pretty quickly. So you could teach your kid how to deal with the bully. You don't solve the problem. You say, these are your choices. What do you want to do? You know the situation better than me because you're there. So you teach me. What do you think? Well, I don't know how to do this. Then let me teach you. So you're going to teach your child and give your child the tools so they could fix something. I mean, my father tried to do that with me. If the refrigerator was broken, he wanted to teach me how to fix it. Don't just fix it for me. Teach me how to fix my refrigerator. Right? It's, you give a man a fish, you can teach him how to fish. And we forget to do that because we're busy. We have so much going on with our lives that if you have a few kids and all of a sudden they have issues, and you're like, I only got maybe 10 more minutes of my day before I need to go to sleep, you seem to take the path of least resistance and just fix it for them. Well, after a while, they just come to you to fix it. No, we need to teach them early on how to fix it. Right. If you're hungry, right, this is how you prepare your food. This is how you eat healthy. You want to make yourself a sandwich? You want a sandwich? This is how you make a sandwich. You forgot you had a school project? These are your choices. Get the F or turn the TV off and make a project that's probably not as good, but you'll pass. So we are so inundated with our own lives and our own problems that I don't think we're training the latest generation, which would now, for those of you having young kids, the generation alpha, and then pretty soon follows will be the generation beta. But many of us are not teaching them the way we were taught. Now, my husband actually got credit for that first, because my boys would ask him questions when they were younger, and he's saying, big boy rules. I'm like, what's big boy rules? Big boy rules is you're a big boy now. Figure it out yourself. And then I'd be like, well, do they know how to figure it out? Do they know? Little babies. Oh, my God, my babies need their mama. My babies said, no, they don't need their mama. Right? They know how to put the pants on. Big boy rules. Yeah, like, how do you zip up without getting things caught? Well, big boy rules. Put your pants on methodically, slowly. Don't be in a rush. If you didn't oversleep, you wouldn't be rushing to put your pants on and zipping yourself up too fast. Big boy rules. And so that was pretty good. It worked for a period of time. Although they get mad when they, you know, when they try to talk to us, we still say big boy rules. I'll still be there because I'm their mommy. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm fascinated by this. I am just fascinated. Looking at these polls, which I really don't put a lot of weight into. How many times have we heard an election was going to be a landslide and then it was close, or somebody was leading in the polls and then they ended up losing? But when you do have a lead that begins to expand, you can use that to kind of take the temperature or the pulse of what people are thinking. And former President Trump has now expanded his lead
among a hypothetical 2024 Republican primary field, holding now a 41-point advantage over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis hasn't even thrown his name in the ring yet. But still, Trump is the frontrunner. According to The Hill, a morning consult survey released yesterday found Trump in the lead, or today actually, with 60% of potential Republican primary voters, followed by DeSantis with 19%. Former Vice President Mike Pence and conservative entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy follow next, getting about 5% of the voters. Ramaswamy has officially entered the race, but Pence hasn't yet. Nikki Haley was the first to enter the race. She has 3%. And Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney has 2%. Now, this is among Republicans. Keep in mind, once I found out that people will switch their political party so they could vote in the primary and vote for the least electable, and then switch back so they could vote who they want to, you know, for their for their party. Although at that point, it doesn't matter. You know, just changing your political party so you could vote in the primary, it doesn't matter. Wherever you put your vote, you put your vote. But, for example, you know, we predict that Liz Cheney may actually poll higher because there's going to be individuals saying, oh, yeah, the Republicans would never vote for her, so let's use her to take some. If we could get her to win, she'll never win, and then our guy will win. But Nikki Haley, female. Yeah, Nikki Haley has a lot to offer. She was a South Carolina governor. Not ranking as high. Why is that? Well, Trump has a following. And it, apparently, the worse things get in America, the more people want Trump. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has recently entered the House race. He's at about 1%. But DeSantis would probably be Trump's biggest contender, biggest competitor. And even though the polls show that Trump has a huge lead over DeSantis, DeSantis could narrow that lead. But it's interesting because I'll talk to people. I'll ask them, why are you supporting Biden? And the number one reason people support Biden is because he's not Trump. Right? Is it because you love Biden? Is it because you think he's cool? You think he's funny? You think his policies are great? No, the number one reason people are voting for Biden is he's not Trump. Okay? The number one reason why people are maybe not voting for Nikki Haley or DeSantis on the Republican side is they're not Trump. They're not Trump is what is driving the Republicans to vote for Trump and the Democrats to not vote for Trump. It's amazing how elections are based on one person. I have a problem with that. I think elections should be based on the issues. And the elections should be who is going to be the best person to convey and to get what needs to get done. But it's all focused on the person. Now, if you love Trump's policies, then he's the guy to go with. And if you love the idea of the border wall, if you want the economy to get back on track, if you want foreign policy, the foreign leaders to poop themselves if they find out that somebody within their country messed with an American because Trump's going to bring the rain, you're going to want Trump. But if you don't like him, then you're going to vote for whoever is it. And that sort of, I don't care who I vote for as long as it's not Trump, I think got us into this, the trouble that we're in right now. President Biden, and not to make fun of him and not to be disrespectful, but President Biden was not, I believe, the ideal choice for president. Doesn't have the stamina, doesn't garner the respect from foreign leaders, and he just went by, I'm going to reverse whatever Trump did. Well, reversing whatever Trump did, Trump wanted to bring insulin prices down to $35. He reversed that. Now he implemented it, and he got the credit. But you got to be careful where it's, you know what, I'm just going to throw my hands up in the air. I'm just, you know, whatever the other person did, I'm going to stop. I'm going to just do the opposite of. America cannot run on whim. America cannot run on emotion. Right? If we are going to operate and operate well, then we have to run this country like we would run a well-run business. We might have to run this country like we run the military. We might have to put some thought, some sense, some science behind it. How they managed COVID was all emotion. Was all, and mind you, Trump got himself into a little trouble with this also. You know, even though he was trying not to cause panic, and I get that, and I appreciate that, some of what he said got misinterpreted as he didn't feel COVID was that serious. I thought a lot of the public health officials starting to take advantage should have been called out, and which he did. But to say COVID, you know, isn't as dangerous as, you know, that was wrong. We had to be very scientific about it. We had to be very logical about it. And we had to appreciate the fact that this might not be a Republican or a Democratic issue. Our border should not be a Republican or a Democratic issue. Our border should be an American issue. Whenever you go out of the country, there's a lot of hoops you need to go through. To get into that country, make sure you're doing everything by the book, paying whatever taxes they want you to pay in case you get sick in their property or in their country, and then be able to leave. With America right now, it seems like it's just loose. And these border agents are busting their butts. They're exhausted. I think one had recently committed suicide. What are we doing? This isn't Republican or Democrat. I get Trump owns the idea of the wall. And I have to admit, it's a good idea. Not because we want to be rude, but if Border Patrol needs it and is asking for it, and they are the people who are working, the men and women working on that front line, we give them what they need. If our military is asking for shields, if our military is asking for drones, if our military is asking for more help, you give that to them. It's not Republican, it's Democrat, it's they know what's going on. If your medical providers are asking for more ventilators, if they're asking for a vaccine, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's because that's what they need. If you run a business, you have to meet with the department heads. What do the departments need? What are they wasting money on? Where can we put resources? How do we make all departments successful? And right now we have some departments that are not very successful. We have a lot of departments that are not very successful. And we're struggling. The military is asking for help in recruiting. Why? Because somebody in the White House decided to say, look, we're going to be giving you free college eventually. Well, how do you think the military recruited? They promised people college. Once somebody heard, well, we're going to get college anyway, and college doesn't really seem to matter these days because AI is going to take over, and we can't find jobs, and we actually make more money on the government dime than having a job, why are they going to risk their life to protect America? DeSantis versus Trump, it's going to be very interesting. Now, I think DeSantis has a lot of he has, I think, a long political career ahead of him. And I think with his successes in terms of the Florida economy and what he's doing in Florida, he could definitely ride that to the presidential primary. Not sure if it's going to be enough to beat Trump. Because much of the of what people want in terms of the GOP side, both DeSantis and Trump can offer. And since they've already seen what Trump could do, going to be hard for DeSantis to say, look, you know, I'm without the drama. That's nice. A lot of people don't want drama, but some people think DeSantis is drama of his own. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by the poll, but it is intriguing, and it's a shame because I don't think individuals like Nikki Haley and others even have a chance because they, you know, we have such powerful people on the, you know, in the front runners. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence is in the clear regarding the small number of classified documents found at his home earlier this year. The Justice Department told Pence's lawyers the investigation is closed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine if it's just freezing the current forces in place. And he says Russia's failure in Ukraine is no accident.
It's the direct result of the courage and solidarity of the Ukrainian people and the deliberate, decisive, swift action that we and our partners have taken to support Ukraine.
A better-than-predicted jobs report. The Labor Department says the economy added about 340,000 jobs last month. The expectation was around 200,000. That report's inspired a lot of buying on Wall Street. The Dow was up by more than 500 points at times today. That's about 1.7%. S&P and NASDAQ both up by about 1%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have been very, very frustrated with where we went with breast cancer screenings. And the reason why is seeing at least 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, I thought we would be more aggressive with breast cancer screening. But with Obamacare and our needs to figure out how to socialize our medicine, we changed some of these screenings and lengthened them to getting yearly mammograms at age 50. Now, prior to all this, what I used to do was how I was taught was to get a baseline mammogram at age 35. We don't do that anymore. But I liked where, I understand why they had many physicians had done that. You would get a baseline mammogram at age 35, and then you would start getting them every 2 years at age 40, or every year at age 40, depending on your risk. And then you could compare it to that mammogram from age 35. Because when we pick up breast cancer, sometimes it's obvious and you see the mass. But sometimes you're like, let me compare it to last time. And when you compare it to last time and you see an area that's different, it catches your eye. And so having baselines, I thought, were fantastic. And then by the time you were in your 50s, we had mammograms in your 40s to compare it to. We stopped a lot of mammograms at age 40 with Obamacare. As United Services Preventive Task Force raised it, the annual screening to age 50. Well, now, and hallelujah, praise the Lord, the USPS, PSTF have released new guidance advising women should receive annual breast cancer screenings at age 40. Thank you. All women, they say, are now encouraged to get screened for breast cancer every other year starting at age 40, thanks to new and more inclusive signs about breast cancer in people younger than 50 that have enabled the task force to expand its prior recommendation. They gave this a grade B, meaning the task force believes with high certainty this guidance has a moderate to substantial net benefit. This guidance is an update on the USPSTF's final recommendation in 2016 that advised women to make individual decisions in their 40s on when to get screened. The recommendation applies to all women and individuals assigned female at birth who have an average risk of breast cancer, which includes those with a family history of breast cancer and, let's say, dense breasts. The guidance does not apply to those who actually have had breast cancer or are at very high risk due to BRCA2 gene or BRCA gene mutations, if you've had high-dose radiation to your chest at a young age, if you've had previous biopsies, you're going to probably get mammograms sooner. But USPSTF former chair Carol Mangione said new and more inclusive evidence about breast cancer in people younger than 50 has enabled us to expand our prior recommendation and encourage all women get screened every other year starting at age 40. Well, thank you. And this is what we used to do. Now, they aren't really bringing up the baseline at age 35, and that's okay, but at least the every other year at age 40 is something that I had done ever since the 90s. Why? Because women, a lot of women who got aggressive breast cancer would have it in their 40s. But why are we waiting until they're 50? Especially black women. Interestingly, in their announcement, the panel noted that black women often get deadly cancers at younger ages and are 40% more likely to die from breast cancer than white women. That's what we've been saying. It's 2023, and finally, again, I don't want to sit here and criticize, but nobody flipping listens. The organization said timely and effective treatment for breast cancer has the potential to save more lives for people experiencing disparities related to racism, lack of access to care in rural communities, low income, and other factors. So why these guidelines are so important is if you want your health insurance to cover it, remember, with Obamacare, they have to cover the essential screens. But if the essential screens, if you don't qualify by age, it's not going to pay for it. So if the essential screens are basically dictated by the USPSTF, United States Preventive Services Task Force. So if they say no colonoscopies till age 50, you're not going to get your colonoscopy then till age, your freebie one, till age 50. If you want to get it sooner, then you would have to pay yourself. So that happened to me, my plan, where I was, I think I was 49 and a half, so I went to get my colonoscopy. They said, no, wait till you're 50. Or no, they said, you're going to have to pay out of pocket. It was thousands of dollars. But if you wait till you're 50, then it'll be covered by Obamacare and or the ACA. And I'm like, but remember, I'm higher risk. Doesn't matter, because the screen will be covered by the ACA. Diagnostic won't be. Now, keep in mind, all right, that's something you need to be aware of. The average mammogram that is covered by Obamacare is a screen. The average woman is not getting the screening one. Your doctor is going to order a diagnostic, and they're also going to order a breast ultrasound to help find lesions that could be obscured by dense breasts. Those would not be covered by Obamacare. And when you ask for just a screening mammogram, depending on your risk factors, it might not be enough. Now, look, I'll take whatever. But it's fascinating because we had to have some changes to our health care where they started to cover physicals. I couldn't stand when insurance said, sorry, we don't cover physicals. We only cover what's wrong with them. Well, no, if I wanted somebody to have a physical, but they had something wrong with them, like, well, they did have high blood pressure or whatever, then I couldn't call it a physical. I had to say, well, they're having high blood pressure, so I'm checking their heart and lungs for their high blood pressure. It was ridiculous. Otherwise, patients would be getting big bills. So once you, though, told, and Cindy, with pre-existing conditions, I couldn't stand the fact that insurance would not pay for a child's inhaler. Well, they had pre-existing asthma, so why am I going to pay for it? I might cover the kid's inhaler for crying out flipping loud. So those changes had to be done. But what happens when you tell an insurance company they have to cover something? They're going to cover it, but they are going to be to the letter of the law. So a screening test, right, will not cover what you think it will. If you have dense breasts, you're going to be paying something out of pocket, either for the ultrasound or the diagnostic mammogram. If you have a polyp found on your colonoscopy, your quote-unquote screening colonoscopy, and they have to biopsy that polyp and take it out, you're getting charged. And don't avoid getting that polyp removed. Get that polyp removed. But remember, all the insurance had to pay for was the screening colonoscopy. They didn't have to pay for all the biopsies and cauteries and follow-up. They just had to cover the screen. So there's blood work. People are like, oh, that's fantastic. Now I got my insurance. They're going to cover. I want my testosterone checked. I want to know where my hormones are. I want my whatever is covered is going to be bare bones. Maybe your cholesterol, maybe your blood sugar. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get to know if you have low T or not. That's not considered. The U.S. Services Preventative Task Force doesn't say to run routine testosterone checks. It's not going to get paid. So that's how it works. So we need the USPSTF to lower their guidelines and loosen their guidelines up in order to get health insurance companies to pay for it. Now, does that mean all our rates are going to go up? Probably. But I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people being diagnosed with breast cancer at age 48 because they were told, sorry, you got to wait till you're 50. Ridiculous. And many individuals don't know they're at risk. 90% of people with breast cancer don't have it in the family. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you. We know some of you have called in. Unfortunately, I've been having some computer issues on my end, but we will take your calls if you call back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there has been some discussion on beta blockers, and many of you have been prescribed beta blockers for your blood pressure, for your heart. And this is interesting. Some research coming out of Sweden says that beta blockers could be doing heart attack patients more harm than good. Now, this is something that will really be going against the grain of decades of research and decades of use. When we would put somebody on a beta blocker to slow down the heart and cause there to be less work. But this study is saying that they don't improve survival chances. Now, here's the thing, all right? We still need more studies, but corresponding author Dr. Gaurav Batra of Uppsala University, Sweden, said in this large nationwide cohort study, long-term beta blocker therapy beyond the first year of heart attack was not associated with lower risk of cardiovascular outcomes in patients without heart failure. So beta blockers have been used routinely. Even if you're having a heart attack, we might give it to lower that load and that work on the heart while it's struggling. We are still going to use them. But in terms of keeping people on them, they might be falling out of favor. Now, how do they work? Well, they slow down the heart. They also relax the arteries and veins to improve blood flow. They'll prevent or slow down a racing heart, slow down the workload. And they also block adrenaline. They're beta blockers. And so the effects of adrenaline. They can cause dizziness, can cause fatigue, and we also use them for people with heart failure. Heart failure can come after a heart attack, where the heart doesn't pump well, and I know heart failure makes it sound like it failed, so it's dead. Heart failure means the pump is not working well. And so you could call it cardiac insufficiency, but we still call it heart failure, and that can happen after a heart attack. So the muscle of the heart becomes damaged, the ability to pump blood around the body is lowered, and researchers found that people who suffered a heart attack but did not have heart failure, beta blockers made no difference. Now, if somebody had heart failure, it still would help, but using a beta blocker after your heart attack didn't seem to do much. Now, does that mean to stop it? No. Talk to your doctor. All right? I get that this is one study. And when it comes to your heart, you don't want to mess around. We have, I don't know how many studies saying to be on these medications. But what it does mean is there might be some things that have to be revisited. And maybe it's because our heart attacks are different. Our heart attacks that we're having now might be different than the heart attacks from 10, 20, 30 years ago. Now, somebody could say, well, what does that mean? Well, some of the heart attacks that we might have gotten in the olden days were more genetic heart attacks. We didn't eat a lot of crappy food. Yeah, we did fry food and all that, but I mean, we didn't have all the processed foods like we did. So when somebody dropped dead of a heart attack, it usually was in their 40s or 50s. They were younger. It was probably more genetic. Also, many people smoked. That caused a different type of arteriosclerosis than sugar does, or cholesterol can. It's a different type of plaquing, different type of inflammation. So one thing we have to realize when we do medicine and we move forward with our medical protocols is our bodies are changing. And our society is changing, and our diet is changing, and our activities are changing. So, for example, if somebody has arthritis in their back, years ago, they might have had arthritis in their back because they had to walk miles to work. And if they didn't have enough shock absorption, that caused a lot of forces on their spine. Or workplace injuries, or riding a horse. They might have had back issues because they had to ride horses. Our back arthritis might be contributed to us sitting 4 hours and hours at home. That's different. Okay, in the 40s and 50s, you didn't sit for hours. So if our arthritis is different, our treatments might have to be different. And the way we approach it. So it's something that I think doctors and scientists need to understand. Same thing with atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm. That can happen when you have damaged heart muscle, genetics, high thyroid, a variety of things. Well, now we're noticing that some kids are getting atrial fibrillation because they are they're drinking energy drinks. They're vaping. They're adding extra stimulants. You know, in the olden days, you had coffee, and it took you a while to drink that coffee. We've changed that now. Now you could get your caffeine in one gulp. You could get the amount of caffeine from one cup of coffee instantaneously with one gulp of a Red Bull. That's different. That's going to be a different sort of pathology on the heart. Or headaches. A lot of you guys are suffering from headaches. Are you having headaches because of stress? Are you having headaches because of previous car accidents? Are you having headaches because you're staring at a computer? Are you having headaches because of your pillow? I understand there's a lot of pillows out there for sale. Are those pillows what you need for your neck? Based on your arthritis, based on your positioning? Same thing with heartburn. Now, we have such a pandemic of heartburn. I can't believe how many people are taking antacids on a regular basis. Is it because everybody wants to add Tabasco sauce and spice up their food and are eating poppers and jalapenos and things like that? Is it because we're eating fatty foods? Is it because we're misdiagnosing a gallbladder issue? Is it because the amount of meal is so large that our lower esophageal sphincter is insufficient? It's getting widened. It's staying open when it should be closing up and acids coming up. I mean, I remember when the quarter pounder came out, we were like, whoa, the quarter pounder is huge. That is a big burger. Now the average person eats a quarter pounder and sometimes gets two. Our meal sizes have grown. That's not cool. We're not supposed to be eating. A quarter pounder is double what we're supposed to consume in terms of a hamburger, if you're even supposed to consume that at all. Yet we do it. Slices of chocolate cake. I remember when I was little, you would get a little baby square. It would almost be like maybe twice the size of a piece of fudge. That would be your piece of chocolate cake. Now I see what restaurants serve. They're huge. They're a big, huge wedge. Something that could probably keep the gym door open. What we're eating, it's too much. Drinking alcohol. Man, the glass of wine, a goblet of wine, used to be tiny. And I'm seeing the goblets. I was looking for a friend. I was looking for wine glasses. I didn't realize how big you could get them. Some of these wine glasses will take a half a bottle of wine in them. Why are we... for what purpose? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.